93 Morning Buzz with Brittany and Balzer. This morning, we are talking with Carson Kressley and Tom Felicia.
Good morning.
Oh my gosh, we are so excited to talk to you guys.
We're happy to be here.
Now, Carson, we talked to you
about 2 years ago when your book, Does This Book Make My Butt Look Big, came out.
Right. Yes, I'll never forget my Balzer and Brittany. Come on.
And Tom, this is the first time we get to talk to you, so no pressure, but Carson was amazing.
Oh my God, I hope I can live up to it. No book that could make my butt look big. Trust me, I've got what's referred to as honky butt.
Okay, guys, we've been watching the previews and the teasers for your new show, Get a Room, that premieres on Bravo tomorrow night at 8 o'clock.
And we've been dying laughing.
Oh, my God, I'm so excited you guys like it.
Yeah, thank you. We had a lot of fun making it. Hopefully people have as much fun watching it as we had making it. We really had a good time.
We were running at about 1,000 miles an hour with many sofas and chairs and many other balls in the air, and we had a lot of fun doing it. And Carson almost, like, ran over every trash can in America in the process.
Only ran over one mailbox.
Only one? That's good.
Only one mailbox.
I might have run over it twice, but it was only one mailbox.
So how did this start? Were you guys just talking? You're like, okay, let's do another show, but this will be just the two of us, and we'll just fix rich people's houses?
Yeah.
That would have been fun, but... No, Tom and I have been great friends ever since we did Queer Eye, and I love interior design, and I've always been such a fan of his work, and I wanted to learn more about it, and I thought instead of, you know, going to school and spending all that money, why don't I just tag along with one of my friends and learn for free? And then when we started doing it, it was just like, this would kind of be a fun TV show, and we talked to some people at Bravo, and they're like, well, let's make a sizzle reel and see if your guys are any good, and we did, and they liked it, and here we are.
Is it only rich people's houses, or could you, like, come to my house?
No. That's a total misconception. No, seriously, we actually do, in every episode, we do two stories, so we have, like, one story, which is a bigger project, and then we have one story that's a smaller project.
Because the one that we were looking at was the one that had, like, the stadium seats in it.
Yes. See, now, they're, like, the bigger story.
Yeah.
And they're, like, you know, that's a, right. And then we do, like, we generally do, like, two rooms for the bigger story. And then on the smaller project, we basically do, like, one area for them. The small stories are actually a lot of fun because they have a lot of personality. There's, like, you know, we did a psychic.
If you want a really, really small project, you can come to my house. It's like 800 square feet.
We can whip that out in no time.
I know. We have enough extra stuff in our Suburban that we could probably just do it with that.
Perfect.
Yeah.
It's a deal.
Fortify your mailbox because I will run it over.
We don't even have the budget for a mailbox. Don't worry.
But really, though, it's not just all rich people then.
Yeah, and there's lots of, you know, even though we do some big glamorous, like, fun, like, kind of, like, eye candy projects, we do a lot of projects that are really relatable, and there's lots of DIY info. You can kind of, you know, learn some fun tips and tricks to make your own place more fun to live in.
Ooh, that's fun. And so we know that the two of you obviously were on Queer Eye for the Straight Guy together, but how did you actually meet and become friends?
You won't believe that we met at a gym. I was just there trying to meet people, and Tom was actually working out. Yes, when he was back on the powerlifting team.
We were the two social queens in the front that were just talking to everybody, trying to find, like, a date.
Yeah. I was like, I love your headband.
I'm like, I love your leg warmers.
And you've been friends ever since.
No, it's a true story, I swear. I'm not kidding. That's exactly where we met.
That is awesome.
17 years ago.
17?
I really think that was longer, Carson.
Maybe it was like 20.
I mean, I don't want to date ourselves. 20. I want to say 12 just so we sound younger, but I think it was like 20 years ago.
20 years ago, we were both 11. And
exactly. Carson was my babysitter.
Oh, my gosh.
Rude.
Well, seriously, we could talk to you guys all day, but we know you have to run.
I think you have other things to do.
And if you ever want to come to La Crosse, Wisconsin, and just hang out with two Midwest girls, we would love to do that.
I love it. I love the name La Crosse.
I was the worst middie in America. I actually played lacrosse for like an hour and 45 minutes, and I was the worst lacrosse player ever. But so that's my lacrosse story.
Okay. That's good.
Good one.
Pretty good.
Well, it's been super fun talking with you guys. We can't wait to watch your show. And of course, we wish you all the best and keep having so much fun together.
Thanks a lot. Hope hope you like the show.
I'm sure we will. Get a Room with Carson and Tom premieres tomorrow night on Bravo at 8 o'clock. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
Bye.